Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Building Financial Wealth with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. And as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am a financial services representative, educator, and coach. I've been in the industry for over 10 years this year in 2022. So I'm really excited to come to you today and bring you some great information, some tips, some things that you can do, and to get you to start thinking about your financial wealth. Before we can build financial wealth, we must first know how to acquire it and how to keep it. And I always ask questions. Have you ever thought about what your personal net worth is? And if you haven't, that's your question for the day. So let's start right there. What is the total sum of your assets, the total sum of your liabilities? Because unless you know that, then you're not going to be able to fully understand the concept of financial wealth. Wealth is net worth, and our net worth can only be measured by saving more than we spend. So each week or each time that I'm on, I will bring information on building your financial wealth and inviting other experts to join the conversation. And so if you would like to get in touch with me, I'm going to give you my personal email, which is icwdirector@gmail.com. So I definitely want you to reach out to me if you have questions about building your financial wealth or in just questions about your budget, about your credit, because that's all the things that we talk about. And until you make up your mind that you're going to do that and take some action, then nothing's going to change. Now, some of you are doing great with your finances, but every time we turn around, there is something new going on. This month is Women's History Month, so I celebrate all of my sisters who have been out on the front lines since the pandemic started, all those who are caregivers, all the women who are taking care of family members working from home. Now you've gone from corporate America back into the home to take care of your children, to do homeschooling. All the beautiful ladies that have started businesses, I salute you. The ladies who have gone back into corporate America, have changed jobs, had to pivot and do some things differently, I salute each and every one of you. So to all my sisters out there, bravo, not just for this month, but every day, 365 days a year. We have to continue to celebrate each other and to live the best lives that we can absolutely live. And how do we do that? By determining what's best for us, because all of us are different. We go through different stages of life. I talked to a lady, I think it was Monday, and she was telling me how through her life, and she's in her 50s now, she's had five different terms in her life. So she put them into categories and five different terms for each decade that she has been living. And so when she was younger, she was thinking that she would grow up and to be a nurse, but that didn't work out for her. So she had to change and do something different. She had to get a job just to make sure that she could make ends meet. So it's oftentimes not what we want to do or not being where we want to be, but so many times it's figuring out what we should be doing and how we're going to get there and what are the steps that we need to take. And so unless you have a plan in place, then nothing's probably going to happen. We're going to probably be in the same place again next year at this time doing Women's History Month. And so since it is Women's History Month, I just wanted to share a couple of things with you that I found online. And the 2022 Women's History theme is Women Providing Healing, Promoting Hope, Breaking the Bias. And I thought that was really, really a strong message because we have to stop being negative about the way that we think about our life situations and also about our women in the community and how we react to each other. So we have to break that bias. So you may look at me and perceive me to be one way, but until you get to know me, then you really won't know who I am and what I represent. And as I stated when I came on, I am a financial services representative. I've been in this industry for over 10 years, but I'm also some other things. I'm a public speaker. I'm a coach. I love to write. I have a book that I've published. So we have many, many lanes that we can be in, but not all at the same time. So when I was talking to this young lady on Monday and we were talking about the different stages of her life, they did not all happen at one time. They happened in sections, if you can imagine that. So just imagine this square that I'm in right now and divide that into five sections. And so each part of her life was different. And as she grew into becoming the beautiful woman that she is today, she realized that she was really hard on herself for the expectations that she had on herself. Point that I want to make here. Nobody can tell you how to live your life. Our lives have already been ordained for us. We just have to walk in it. And sometimes we take a different path from where we actually should be, and we get off course, we lose our focus, and we're not really sure what it is that we should be doing. But because it's Women's History Month, it brought to my presence of mind that I needed to look at where I am as a woman and where I'm going in the next 5 years or 10 years. And what am I going to do? Am I rushing where I'm going? No, absolutely not. I am taking a slow walk into where I want to be. And I do it intentionally, and I do it on purpose. So everything that I do is for the building of my business and for my family for generations to come. So I thought the thing was really good, and it's both a tribute, like I said, women providing healing, promoting hope, and breaking the bias. So it's a tribute to all of those women that I mentioned as I came on. Women are healers from way back through ancient times. Healing is a personal experience of transcending and suffering and transforming into our wholeness. The gift of hope speaks life and light into the lives of others and reflects on who we really are. It is the unlimited possibilities of where we can be. And this will not just end here, but it will be for generations to come. Together, healing and hope and breaking the bias and the essential tools that we have as women will be able to fuel our dreams and help us to recover out of this madness that we're in right now. So I hope that encourages someone today to do something different with your life, to make some changes. And this year in particular, as we're coming out of the pandemic and we see things are opening back up, we really want to focus on where it is we want to go, what are we building, whether it's building financial wealth or building a new business, building those relationships that have gone severed, and looking at who we are. And as we determine where we want to go, we will focus on what it is that we want to do. And so in Women's History Month, this was the perfect opportunity for me to talk about this, because as we're talking about change and about hope and about dreams and about building wealth and about our finances, we have to determine who we are. And what does that mean? Because for every person that hears the sound of my voice, it means something different to you. It's not the same. It's not a cookie cutter platform or a book that we can read that's going to give us all the ins and outs of our life. It's going to be what we determine that we want to do for ourselves. And how are we going to do that? We're going to do that by focusing on what's important for us, building financial freedom, yes, looking at financial wellness, but also making it realistic to who we are and fully understanding that we're still in changing times. We're in a pandemic, and now there's a war going on with Russia and Ukraine. And I'm not going to talk about that because that's not what I'm here to talk about. And, of course, I pray for all of those people who are displaced. I pray for those people who don't fully understand what is going on, those lives that have been lost. And why? For power. Why? For political aspirations. Why? because somebody wants to control somebody else. And we have to break all bonds that are holding us hostage, and we have to know who we are and move forward. Yes, there are so many things that are going on. We're still dealing with the pandemic. We're dealing with the issues in school. We're dealing with our jobs and lack thereof for some people, and then so many jobs for others that don't know what to do. And then there are the entrepreneurs who are looking for people to come and work with them. There are people who are still struggling, not even knowing how they're going to feed their children today. So there is so much going on in the world, and I'm not here to harp on any of those things, but until we decide what it is that we want to do, then we're going to still be in that same place. And so what is it that we need to do as individuals? When we're looking at who we are and thinking about making a difference in our lives and building a better life for our families and talking about wealth, because I'm not talking about dollar signs with a lot of zeros behind them. I'm talking about when you're looking at wealth, you're looking at if you're in debt. Do you have enough money to pay your bills? When you're building wealth, it doesn't seem like it can be obtainable because you're still struggling with medical debt. You have student loans. Rent prices are out of this world. Inflation. And now the gas prices, again, are rising daily. However, knowing how families can look at their current situation and change some things, they first must be able to understand why so many families and individuals are still struggling to build wealth in the first place. When we're looking at the conditions of what we're going through, the pandemic, the war, illness, taking care of our children, our everyday lives, growing a business, working in corporate America, all of these things come into play. And again, every individual is different. So we have to start where we are, and we must meet our family needs. And how do we do that? We do that with income, with what monies we have coming in. We need to have things set in place in order to change where we're going and to change the generational wealth that has come. I don't know if I will reach the status that I have prepared for myself, but each day I'm building towards doing that. And if I don't reach the mark, I'm going to be pretty close to it because I have certain things set into place. Financial stability is the key to building wealth and to having financial wellness. And I don't want you to get that wealth word confused with having a whole lot of money. It's not about that. Wealth, simply put, is a measure of the value of assets minus any debts and liabilities that a person owns. I've talked about that before. You can calculate your wealth by taking the value of your assets, and that, for example, your car, your home, your investments, your savings account, and subtracting your debt. So what you have obtained over the years and then subtracting out your debt, like your mortgage, your student loans, and your medical bills, and that is your net worth. So why is it important for families to have wealth and to generate more of it? Well, there is a variety of reasons. Building financial wealth can improve your physical and your mental health. They say money doesn't buy everything, but when you have it, you can do so much more with it versus when you do not have it and you're not struggling. Having chronic medical conditions or disabilities or getting treatment can be costly. So saving money can be something that you're going to continue to struggle with because your health is not in the best. So when we're talking about financial wellness, we're talking about the whole person, the spirit, the mind, the body, the finances, the health. We have to put them all together because one without the other, you can have a whole lot of money and not be in good health, so you don't get to enjoy it. You're spending the money trying to have some kind of quality of life. But you would never hear anyone say, when it's their last breath, that I wish I had made more money. What they're going to say is, more than likely, because I don't know, I wish I had spent more time with my family. I wish I had started that business that I wanted to do. I wish that I had spent more time with friends and doing some of the things that I like to do. So whatever your life is about, it's for you. And again, I am here so that we can help you make some good decisions and get yourself in a good space and to relieve some of that stress that comes along with being in a bad financial situation. Families also use wealth to help give further emphasis on generational wealth, giving their children a leg up so their children won't have to suffer like we did. I was on a call on Monday night, and we had a great speaker, and that's what he was talking about. We do what we do and we struggle so that our children won't have to struggle. And maybe they will struggle in some sense, but they won't have to struggle as much. And so that's what I believe when I hear people say, I want to make this world better than the way that I found it. Because I may not be here to see all of the things that my children want to do, but as long as I am here, I'm going to work really hard to give them the tools that they need, and in doing so, hoping and praying that they'll be able to pass what they learned from me on to the next generation. Additionally, holding wealth promotes financial resilience so families can quickly pick themselves back up after an unexpected event like a job loss, like a pandemic, a car accident, a heart attack, a stroke, and even war. The one precondition to wealth building that researchers identify is financial stability. Financial stability means having a positive cash flow. Again, it does not mean you got to have a whole bunch of zeros behind your money. Positive cash flow means no harmful debt, having an emergency fund, having a savings account, making sure that your needs are taken care of, and then when there's something left over, to do some of your wants. We have to place value on who we are as individuals and what is needed for us to sustain our own quality of life. Again, we're all different. Families should prepare by looking at where their debt is, what money they have coming in, and what money they have going out. And so many times we don't do that. Even working in the financial industry, sometimes I slip up too and just am not on point with some things, but I always come back to what I have learned. So if you learn what it is that you need to do to keep you in a great financial situation, even if you slip up a little bit, you still have those tools in your toolkit that you can use over and over and over again. It's like being on a diet. I don't do diets because I don't do well with diets. I may start one, but I'm never going to finish one. I have never finished one yet, so I know that I don't do well with that. But I can change the way that I eat. I can cut out certain things out of my diet so that I am healthier, like sugar. I don't add any sugar to my tea or coffee or extra sugar in things. If it comes with sugar in it, of course, I can't take the sugar out of it, but I am conscious and I am intentional about not adding any sugar. I am working on the salt part because that's my downfall, so I have to be transparent, working on the salt. So I have to do the same thing that I'm doing with sugar and do it with salt, because if I want to make lifestyle changes, again, it has to do with my spirit, my mind, my soul, my finances, my health. And I have to look at who I am and what I'm doing. When people are talking about getting out of debt, there are so many things that you can do. And if you want to work with a coach, that is wonderful. We have so many programs that we can offer you. And I will tell you a little bit about those at the end. When you're looking at what it is you need to do, once you figure out that you're ready to make those changes, then you can do that. Money is a personal topic. It is a hard topic to deal with. But you have to make up your mind, and nobody can tell you when is a good time for you to do it. When we're looking at where we are, we're all in different situations. We all may be doing some things that are similar, but we're all in financial different situations. So do what's best for you. When I'm coaching, I'm not there to tell you what to do. I'm there to sit with you, to go over your budget, to look at your credit, to give you some tips on how you can get your credit score up, or if your credit score is good, how to maintain that and keep that level of stability for you and your family. The next step to achieving financial stability is building your emergency fund. And I know you're probably looking at me and saying, I work and I make enough money to last for the next time I get paid. And we hear this all the time. I live from paycheck to paycheck. But if you really sit down and you really delve into your finances, there is always some extra money. You just don't know how to find it, or you're just not looking for it, whichever the case may be. But I can help you do that. And I want you to start doing that and saving some for that rainy day, saving some in case, and God forbid, that we ever go back into this situation of the pandemic again. They are loosening the restrictions. They're saying you can put your mask away, but be cautious. Know what you're doing and stay healthy. Saving is something, again, that is a habit, something that you must do. If you have it taken out of your paycheck automatically, you won't see it if you have that ability. If you are self-employed, when you are paying your bills, you should be paying yourself. Pay yourself first. I tell that to all my students. Pay yourself first. You go out and you work every day. You have built this business, but you don't have anything put away for yourself. When we're talking about budgets, people don't like budgets, so we change it to spending plan. A lot of people don't like that either. Why? Because it limits you to how much you can spend. And some households, there's just not enough to make it from one paycheck to the next. Then there are times where we spend more than we make, and that's why we get into trouble. When I was doing this study, it showed that low to moderate income families who have just 1 month's worth of expenses saved were less likely to fall behind on paying debt in the future. So if you can get to that 1 month ahead of where you are, then you're going to be fine. Because once you get to the 1 month, you can find out that you can get to the second month. If you have money left over after you've made your monthly payments, try allocating some of that money towards your emergency fund. You want to save your money in a checking or savings account so that you can easily have access to it in case there is an emergency. You don't want to have it in a fund where you can't get the money out if you need it, and especially for that emergency fund. There are so many different things that you can do, but you definitely want to make sure that you have what you need, live within your means, cut back on some of the things that are wants and not needs, and just really look at where you are and move forward in the process. So I want to share a couple of things with you before I go. If you are living in the city of Norfolk and you're looking for someone to help you with your finances, there is a financial wellness program, and you can go to www.ulhr.org and sign up for that financial wellness program. If you live in other cities, and you're interested in not just financial coaching, but maybe you're interested in learning more about retirement or how money works, you can go to my email address at icwdirector@gmail.com. When we're talking about money, we know that so many people are on different levels, and I have been very intentional about what I do and what I say because I want my listening audience to know that I'm there to help. And so even if I can't help you and if you need help, there are so many other programs that are available to you, but you have to reach out to me because I found that I can't easily get to you, but you can easily get to me. And so I'm here to help you. So if you're really interested in learning more about finances, how it all works, please reach out to me at icwdirector@gmail.com. if you live in the city of Norfolk and you're interested in a financial wellness program, you can go to www.ulhr.org. And we have all kinds of programs available to you. Just send me an email or even tag me here on Facebook Live, and I'll get back to you and do it in a private mode so nobody will see what you're saying. And so every time I come on, of course, I ask a question. And so if you have a question for me, please send it here or send me a private message because I will be more than happy to answer your question. So we have about 5 minutes left. And so one of the initiatives that we're doing for the city of Norfolk, because I want to really share that with you, is that we're working to help people in the areas of their financial wellness. We have different programs set up where we can do presentations. So maybe you are an entrepreneur and you have staff that need to see how money works. So reach out to us. I do presentations. I do public speaking. I am available to help you with your staff if you are a business owner or a part of an organization. I do this on a regular basis. So please let me know if there's something that I can do to help your organization to come to terms with money management, about building credit, and then I can share some of the resources that I have with you. Because it's so important for us to fully understand that when we're looking at where we are, again, we're all different, we're all individuals, and we all have different wants and needs. And I want to be able to share the information with you because it's all about helping you to improve your financial well-being by establishing good money habits. So as a financial advisor and coach, I get to do that. I get to sit down with you. And we can do Zoom still because some people still are working. And so I am available to do that as well. And if you would like for me to come to your location, I can do off-site business as well. Once a month, I am actually at OUU, and I'll be there on March the 15th doing a resource table. So if you're on campus, please stop by my table and talk to me for a little bit. Or if you know somebody who attends OUU and you think they might need some information, please have them come and stop at my table as well. And in the end of March the 24th, I will be at TCC doing a table there, and they are actually going to be hosting a career fair for people who are in the hospitality community. So if you're interested in that, please let me know, or go to TCC's website, and you can find it, or email me as well. So definitely want you as a community to know what we're doing, and as I bring these things to you, because I talk a lot, so if you miss anything, please come back and let me know, and I'll be more than happy to share them with you. You can message me here on Facebook Live, or you can message me on the radio broadcast as well, or you can go to my personal email at icwdirector@gmail.com, icwdirector@gmail.com. So it has been just a wonderful opportunity for me to share with you today. Is Wednesday, hump day for some people, Wisdom Wednesday for other people, or just plain old rainy day today. But wherever it is, I hope that you are doing well. Please continue to celebrate Women's History Month. We're going to celebrate this month. We're going to celebrate 365, 24/7, because these ladies are doing a phenomenal job, and there is so many opportunities for you as an individual to join with us and to extend whatever services you have. So please feel free to reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to share what I have with you. So I want you to have a great day, and I will be back next week for another episode of Building Financial Wealth. So if you have questions, please put them below. Go to the radio, Blog Talk Radio, put them there, or go to icwdirector@gmail.com. It has been so much fun. I know I talked a lot. I know I gave you a lot of information. But please come back and hang out with me next week, and if your schedule permits, and also tell somebody about the show. So take care now. Bye-bye. Have a great day. And for those of you who are listening to this Blog Talk Radio, please come back to Building Financial Wealth. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I will be back next week with another exciting episode. So hang in there. Take care of yourself, spirit, mind, body, finances, and health. Take care now. Bye-bye.